As Australia prepares to put in place sweeping new restrictions on normal life, Americans who've been under stricter conditions for more than a week now have a simple message. Take this seriously. Thousands of workers across the US are now being fired and filing for unemployment benefits as businesses are forced to shut their doors indefinitely. Hospitals in the US are also warning of a major shortage of supplies as coronavirus cases continue to surge. North America correspondent James Glenday reports.
Not sure if you've heard yet, but we are closing after today.
Right across America, businesses have shut their doors with little hope of reopening soon.
When you have no idea how long that will be, how can you predict if you will make it?
Andre Vieira runs a nail salon in Washington, D.C. and says the economic impact of the coronavirus is going to be catastrophic.
Yeah, so we have a team that's 70-plus teammates, including our cleaning crew. And after a lot of deliberations this week, we had to make the very difficult decision of laying everybody off.
It's not a situation she foresaw just 10 days ago when the first social distancing rules were mooted. And she has a simple message for those wondering what's actually in store down under.
What I would say to Australians is believe it, it's coming. You know, I've asked friends and colleagues and other business owners what they think. And to be honest, I don't see us coming out of the house for another 5 months.
The sweeping disruption to everyday life initially shocked people here. Supermarket shelves were emptied. Some bought guns and others stocked up on medicine. Now, however, people are trying to adapt to their new lives.
The title of this story is Little Monkey Calms Down.
Many schools are rolling out lessons online. A number of restaurants are offering special home delivery deals, and gyms have put workouts online. In general, things feel a little calmer, at least temporarily.
Yeah, I expect that this is going to go in phases. I was thinking about this the other day. I think right now we're still seeing the stories of like businesses are shutting down or not, and people are going to be unemployed. I think when the stories shift to the hospitals and to the morgues, when people start seeing that, I think they're going to be waking up to a really awful reality. And I think I do think a sense of panic is going to set in. And that's why I think it's important for us to all stay connected, to talk to friends, to talk to loved ones, even if we can't see them.
Officials across America are scrambling to try to reduce the death toll. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy urged people to care for one another.
We're at war, if that is not apparent already.
While in New York, where 4 temporary hospitals are being set up and officials are warning they're running low on much-needed medical supplies, the state's governor, Andrew Cuomo, blasted young people for not staying home.
I was in these parks. You would not know that anything was going on. This is just a mistake. It's a mistake. It's insensitive. It's arrogant.
He added that half the state's confirmed cases are aged 18 to 49 and warned even with strict action, things were likely to get worse in April and May. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.